Okay, we'll start our meeting. We have a quorum and Randy's not present. We hope the best for him. Approval of the minutes.
Do we want them first or we just need an approval?
Well, it was on September 1st, 2022. So Brent went over the financial statement. Year-to-date, we brought in $857,000. Year-to-date on expenses was $381,000. We added to our cash on hand of $476,000. On hand, we had $792,000. Deposits from the last meeting included the federal mineral lease of $91,000. The state lieu was $398,000. And then year-to-date, we collected $910,000. And if our total revenue reaches $1 million, we are subject to an audit, which means our accounting fees go up to $1,000. And then bills spent from the last meeting was accounting of $2,600, striping $29,000, culverts $8,000, oil $204,000, and P.O. box of $66. And then we had our Open and Public Meetings Act training. All the attendant completed the questionnaire at the end. And then bills coming up for oil will be around $150,000 to $200,000 and a possibility of mechanics truck and a grader, but that's a year out and we would just hold the money for it. So, yeah.
All right, thank you. Any corrections or additions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I make that motion.
I have a motion.
I second.
A second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. Financial statement.
Okay. So, we've had some money come in. Total income year to date, $863,000. We spent
800 or 911?
862. Year to date, we spent $639 on equipment, $262,000 on road costs. We'll go through some of that here in a minute. Spent about $11,000 on general costs. That would be board member fees, auditing fees, PO box, and our annual meetings. So we spent a total of $938,000. So long story short, we have on hand $241,000 in the bank this evening. Any questions?
On your page two, do you think we'll get any more deposits this year?
Yes. I suspect we'll get one more to the tune of around $90,000, would be my guess.
Yeah.
Last year we got three of them after this day.
They're little ones though, like,
yeah.
You never know what they're going to do. Yeah. We never started getting them little ones till what, last year, 2 years ago?
Been a couple of years
ago.
We started getting all them little teeny ones. Usually they'd be like five, six big ones. And then
that won't kick us over the million mark, will it? Shouldn't.
No, we're getting close there. We're gonna scare it.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll get there in just a minute.
Okay.
But yeah, I expect one more to come in, roughly 90,000.
Yeah.
And then, the checks that we've spent since our last meeting, we bought a service truck. For let's see, that was the one we spent. $98,000. So we had a wire transfer and a check that went out, both for $49,000, so a total of $98,000.
That's one truck or two?
One truck.
Okay.
It's the same truck.
Same truck. Two payments.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bought some culverts for $26,000, some street signs for $14,000, an excavator for $112,000.
Excavator, that's a
I don't know what that $21,000 was for.
Equipment.
Surplus.
Safety supply. Is that the one you're looking at?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Equipment.
Yeah, I don't know what you bought. More signs or something?
Safety supply signs. It's all signs. Lots of signs.
I don't think there was enough bullets around to shoot signs anymore.
There's just a lot of bad ones. And we don't have fuel to drive around, so we have a lot of signs.
So we bought a couple of plows, dump trucks, sanders, $78,000.
That's all surplus.
Yeah, I went with them today.
Pretty good shape.
The one that we just bought for $20,000 was 25,000 miles on it.
That's all?
That's it.
Holy cow. Truck. And brand new, that was how much?
Well, you couldn't buy it for $200
now.
No. Yeah. So where are they coming from? Surplus?
State
surplus.
State
surplus.
State trucks.
25.
That's quite a good deal.
That is. Yes. That's fantastic, too.
That's awesome.
Road parts.
Yeah, road grader parts. And then, so I got the check here for the two trains.
Okay.
And then the rest of it's just going to be board member fees and annual payments there.
So the two trains and their belly dumps. We're going to need some of them in the back. That's why we went that route. We're going to save money at the end of the year, but we needed them trailers. Ours was pretty much shot. So we've been around 35 years. Torn around.
What do you do with the old ones? Do you keep
them? Going on surplus.
The next couple of pages are just bank recs. So that was a note from one of our audits that I need to show everyone
who's
still doing bank recs.
Yeah.
So, being reconciled. Okay, and moving on to the budget.
We have a hearing budget tonight?
Yeah, it was advertised.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have an approval of the financial statement and let's go into a public hearing for the budget.
Okay.
I make a recommendation we approve the...
I second it.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, and now we'll entertain a motion to enter into a public hearing for the proposed 2023 budget.
I make a motion we go into a public hearing so we can discuss budget.
Okay.
I second that.
A motion and a second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Brent.
Talk about the budget. So this first one is just reopening the budget for this year. So in the far right column, you see the budget of 2022.
That's page one? Or which one?
Oh,
this. Okay.
This one, that one.
All right. That's just reconciling it, isn't it?
Pretty much.
So that we...
Yeah. And it'll change a little bit, but not
How do you do a budget when you don't know where you're getting?
That's a good question.
That's why we do
What do you mean, how? We do the same kind of accounting every year.
When you figure that out, you let me know.
Well, we have an auditor that tells us, I don't know if she's lying or not, tells us what we did.
It's a guess, yeah.
Well, we guess and then adjust it.
It all goes backwards, right? You budget and spend all this money, and then you get valuation, and then you pick a tax rate to cover it later.
But this one's easy. You just, when the money comes in, that's what we have. That's when we spend it.
That's it.
And the other one's hard. You gotta make it work.
So by the end of the year, I'm thinking our total revenues will be somewhere around $953,000, including that $90,000
that
should be coming in.
Okay.
our general costs will run around $11,000. So the rest of it's going to transfer to our capital account. If you flip over the page, I don't know if Brandon's got any more items to purchase, but we've spent so far $927,000 on stuff. Mm-hmm. So if we don't buy any more items like that, then we should end the year around $266,000.
Is that?
And I might buy some fuel. It just depends.
See, is that under our threshold?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Barely.
I was going to say, because that's...
Yeah, so 2023... We could push above a million. So we're getting back to the good old days.
Wow.
Yeah. These are the good old days, aren't they?
What's that?
Aren't these the good old days now?
Mm-hmm. We used to get over a million.
Yeah, we did. I think my first year, I think we had, what, a million, two?
Yeah.
One,
two, three.
Yeah, we had a lot of years over a million.
Yeah.
So, $1 million ain't as worth as much as it was 5 years ago. So.
Well, fuel's $5.
Yeah.
Is that going to go down at all? Probably not.
I think there's a shortage.
They keep saying there's a shortage.
So we can go and drive the price up. 40 cents, they said, in the next month.
Again. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's the 2022 budget.
Okay.
Now looking into 2023, back to Bill's point, how do you set the budget? So I just copied what we have for 2022, slapped it into 2023.
And that's what we've done, isn't it? We just used
last year's
yeah. as the new budget, mm-hmm. and then reconciled it.
If we get more money, then we come in and open the budget at the end and
yep.
reconcile it. And like Bonnie.
Just don't spend it till you get it. You'll be all right. No matter whether you want or not.
We're usually pretty careful.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we've
you know, we
stayed in that
wait till we get
250
it.
Or and, at the end of every year.
So that's all I've got.
Well, I make an emotion that we accept the budget for 2023.
So let's go.
Or do we need to accept 22?
Let's close the.
Oh, we need to close our public hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a motion to close the public hearing.
Make a motion.
I second.
All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, so now we're back into our regular scheduled meeting, and I have a motion to approve the 2023 budget.
I make a motion.
As proposed. I have a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Appreciate the public being here with us. Other business?
Are we going to do a Christmas party? That would be the only question of when and what.
Yeah, we should try and schedule one. It's a little far out at the moment, isn't
it? It is, but it's...
I'm not sure where, though.
Yeah.
Oh, we ask that same question
every year.
What about at the Paradise Inn?
They're not doing
nothing.
Lunch or dinner. Breakfast
no,
only.
They got the new Mexican restaurant.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
Mexican
right.
Mexican restaurant in there.
That's right.
Can't the commissioners do something about that?
Have only so many Mexican restaurants.
For some reason, the Mexicans are the only one that can make a living more than the rest of us.
I know.
And the Gold Room's not open at the Rancher?
Mm-hmm.
No, Loft isn't either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to have our...
Ashton's will cater wherever we want. I know we've got that. Have
you
got
some really good
here?
Steaks there.
Maybe we should maybe look into that.
Ashton's?
Yeah. Seeing if they'll just cater.
They'll cater.
A steak and a potato for us or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd you give them a menu and they'll...
Laura caters too. Ranch.
Yeah. That's right.
No crab, though.
Darn it.
Yeah, what was it? They said, I remember, how many millions of crab have just disappeared?
Billions, yeah.
It's like a billion crab.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have to get the crawdads out of the room.
They ate each other or something.
They killed.
Oil spill killed them all.
Climate change.
It's what they're saying.
One degree.
They're saying the water change pushed them.
Pushed them deep and they ate each other.
They killed the snow crab and the Alaskan king fish season last year and this year.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm not a big crab fan anyway.
No?
You didn't care, huh?
Imitation crab works just as good, huh?
So you want to check with... well, so if they cater it, where are we going to have it? Here?
Here, can we have it?
How many would you have?
Can we have it out to the extension mm-hmm. building?
I was going
to
say the extension building. That room is
that room's
pretty
a little
good
bigger.
Size.
Yeah, you could have it either here or out there.
What did we do last year?
We went to the Loft.
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
they've got enough room if we just do the business. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they...
They don't have an extra room, do they?
They added that little teeny bit. That's all freezer, but they really don't have a banquet room.
Ashton's?
Yeah. He's got his barn over in Fillmore. They've done meals up there.
You know, in the evening, is there a lot of people in there in the evening?
I don't know.
Ashton's?
Yeah. I think you could probably have that whole area. We could just go say, hey, we're going to have this many people. Maybe just do it right there in their little area.
Brian, and it'd be easy for them.
I know we tried 1 year and they wouldn't do it for us.
Yeah.
Remember that?
We could do it at the golf course.
Yeah, there's a building out there.
That's a good idea.
Unless I get rid of them before you have a Christmas.
Yeah.
You knock it down? Ask Jim. I'll knock it down. That little turd.
Who signed that down there?
Was
that you?
Well, I got the funding for it the last year I was a commissioner, and then it took them 3 years to build it, and it was a mess.
So it's all your fault.
It's my fault.
That was Brandon. Brandon's one knocked me down.
So. Jim told me to. I don't think anybody else knew it. I know old freaking Kevin Morris was taking cabinets out the day we knocked it down. He was like, I'm still not. I'm taking stuff out of there. Well, the track goes right there. So we helped him take everything out, and... Jim's thing was, well, if you knock it down, we got to rebuild it. And that's what they did.
So Jim gets credit for it.
Yeah, Jim, on my watch, Jim got it. Jim got the blank.
Guess whoever did that every day.
You say?
Well, it's the stupidest deal for him. I mean, it advantages them. We don't know nothing out there.
Who's we? You mean the East Siders?
County.
Nobody. Oh. County.
You don't own what?
We don't know anything out there.
So Christensen's donating the property to the county was a big advantage to them.
Christensen's donated the property, and if anything's ever done to rent it, they get it back.
Yeah, I know. So it benefited them because they can sell lots around the golf course.
No, more than that.
Well, I know. It's the same with the rest.
Like I said, we signed that deal. They said, you take this. So we put all the expense in it, all the capital, everything, developed the golf course. It's transferred in our name. But the contract is if anything's ever done it. So guess what they get? What would the tax... So they get a $25,000 tax exemption every year. And we develop all the property to make the lots worth 25 or 30% more. And we put it all in. It's the stupidest thing in the world. Don't get me started on it. Who in the hell was sitting in the seat that I'm in now that would sign that deal?
LeVar
Cox.
Those guys, I don't want to be critical, but they made out like
I don't know.
They didn't donate it.
So when LeVar was in there, they built the back nine.
We'll be lucky if we.
I don't know who did the front nine, but
if we got out of the contract, which we can say, everybody, if we got out of the contract, we'd be lucky if you got a golf ball. Everything there's theirs. Hmm. We have nothing. You go in and look; it's in our name.
Yeah.
But when by contract, everything there's theirs. All the capital
we put in. Daryl knew what he was doing.
I won't even tell you how much money we lose on it every year.
Well, we know. We know. So, thanks. Christmas party, pick
Thank
a day.
You. I'm going to show you why this happened if you give me just 2 minutes when we get done. I'm going to show you what they was laboring under. Why the brain went down.
Over there in Fillmore, too.
So, you going to double check with Ashton, see if they'll do anything for us?
At their place?
Yeah. But that don't work.
The senior center in Fillmore worked.
What's us times
That's
two?
Nice.
Us times two.
12, so 14 maybe.
Brandy makes it.
Yeah. I don't think Ashton's less in there, I would think.
No. Maybe 14.
You want me to call Brian? I'll call Brian.
Go for it.
Yeah, 1 year.
Let me ask Brian.
You got the senior center. Too.
Go for it.
Okay, I'll call Brian.
Senior center in Fillmore.
Yeah. Brian will let us win.
What about a new board member? Are we going to just see how Randy goes for a little bit?
You need to tell me. Yes, I. Would you like to or do you want me to? If you want to talk to him or should I? I'll just ask him if he wants to continue. If he.
No.
Yeah.
I think if he feels he can get up to speed and if he thinks he wants to get over here, we'll just do nothing. But
so you'll ask him?
Sure.
Yeah.
I will ask him, okay?
Okay.
I'll ask him if not. What does your bylaws say? What, how do we get a new board
member? We give a name to you as commissioners, and then you...
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Usually you have to come up with your own replacement.
We can do
that. Yeah. Yeah.
But we can be thinking about somebody. They have to be in an unincorporated part of the county. And we usually have tried to keep a balance, so somewhere over there. So you can be looking around maybe just in case, or you guys.
Whatever. I would have said 2 weeks ago, there's no way, but he's talking pretty good. All
that yeah.
Yeah. Wow. He decided.
Okay, no issues with our bylaws? Any need to go into a closed meeting? Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
I gotta have a sign.
Oh, sorry.